Okay. Welcome to the first Pilpul Shir of the year. Because there are a lot of Mar Makomos on the piece of paper. But don't get nervous. It's really really one shmooze that I'm saying. So 1 through 8 is just one shmooze with a lot of koach hatzir. The last 9 and 10 really, really, really the same point, but maybe that's a little different. Okay, so this is the famous Parsha Kisavo on the Bikurim. The person brings Bikurim and he goes to the Kohen and he says Vidui. Just a powerful, powerful experience of what he does. So the Pasuk says, I didn't want to have to quote so many psukim, so you got the end of one, the beginning of another. Basically, you see that it's talking about the Bikurim. You come to the Kohen, and you put the everything in the basket, V'alachtel alamokom, and you come to the place that Hashem chose, L'shakin Shmo Shem, to rest himself there. U'vosel ha-Kohen asher yiyah bayam ha-mehem. You come to the Kohen that was appointed, who was the Kohen Gadol at that time, V'amarta elav, and you say to him, Higadati hayom Hashem Elokecha, I'm pronouncing today to Hashem, Ki vosi ala oretz asher nishba Hashem lavaseinu lases lanu, that I've come to the promised land that Hashem gave to us. That's basically the vidui that he says. And just a few of the Mar Makomos on the Pasuk, Asher Yeh B'Yom Mahem, En Lecha El Kohen Shehu B'Yamecha, Kmo Shehu, whatever, however the Kohen was, even if he wasn't a Gadol, the Chachma, V'Maita Elav, and you say to him, now what's the whole point of this whole Vidui? She'eincha Kafoy Tova. The basic Vort that you're telling him in a nutshell is that you are not a kafoy tov. You're not an ingrate. That's what you're telling him. I am not an ingrate. I am not an ingrate. That's what you're telling the Kohen. Not gracious. Ingrate. Doesn't mean you're great. It means you're ingrate. Bad. Ingrate. You're not an ingrate. You're not lacking appreciation for everything Hashem did for you. Take a look at the Sifsei Chachamim. Now, I looked in the Sifsei Chachamim, and it wasn't in the Sifsei Chachamim, which I had written down. So, but you have to get the Sifsei Chachamim in the red Mikros Gedolos, because it quotes the added pieces from the Nachas Yaakov. I don't know who the Nachas Yaakov is, but you got to read this. She'eincha kofoy tova. What does it mean? He's not a kofoy tova. He's not an ingrate. To lomar, to say, saying the following thing, that would be ingrate. Kochenu v'otzim yadenu osalanu asachal hazeh lichbosh hasaretz. It's our own power, our own might. It's our own militant capacity that we were able to capture the land. It wasn't because of that. Ella, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba loseis lanu b'kayim eshvuasa. It was rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu who promised to give us the land, and he kept his promise, so he gave us the land. It's not because we were so great. The IDF, you know, went through, and we were so great in the military, great Navy, great Air Force. We know what we're doing, and we're able to outsmart the enemy. And that's why we're able to capture all these countries, and we moved into Eretz Israel. We're not kofoy tova to say, kochenu v'otzem yadenu. We're not kofoy tov, we're not such ingrates to say that, oh, we did it because we're so mighty, we're such great warriors. No, it's rather because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, very nice. I'd go home, back to sleep. Kafoy Tov. So we if not for bringing this Bikurim, maybe we would be saying Kochi V'Otzim Yadi. Really, take a look at these Marmakomos. Yet we have to see the context in which we would be susceptible and vulnerable and have exposure to Kafoy Tov. Let's hear what the terrain, under what conditions we would be saying Kochi V'Otzim Yadi. Take a look at this. The pasuk number 4 in Chukas. This is the story. This, in Chukas, that's where Klai Yisrael went in and captured all these countries. That's when they were victorious of all these countries. That's how they got into Eretz Yisrael. They had to go through Sichon, Og, eventually Moab. They had to capture all these countries. So the pasuk says in pasuk Chav Gimel in Chukas, Chav Aleph Chav Gimel, V'lo nosan Sichon Yisrael avor begvulo. Sichon did not allow Klai Yisrael to go through their boundary. Vayesov Sichon is kol amo. So Sichon gathered his whole army. Vayetze likras Yisrael hamedbara vayovo yotza. And he went out to fight Klai Yisrael. You will not come through our land. Vayilochem Yisrael. And they fought Klai Yisrael. You remember this Rashi? You take a look at this Rashi. A reminder from the summer. Vayetze likras Yisrael. So Rashi says they went out to fight Klai Yisrael. Ilu haisa Cheshbon, this was the city of Cheshbon, of Sichon. Ilu haisa Cheshbon mleya yetushin. Even if the inhabitants of Cheshbon were just full of flies and mosquitoes, ein kol ber yechol lechabsha. No one could infiltrate Cheshbon. They were so well fortified that even if there were no people, no, forget about soldiers, but even humans. There were no humans there. There were just flies there. You still could not infiltrate Cheshbon. Vim ha-yesichon b'kfar, cholosh, tolosh. I don't know where that is. And if Sichon would be in like a very weak village, ein kol adam yochel chabsho. Still, nobody could capture it. V'koshken shoyev Cheshbon. Certainly, if it was in Cheshbon that was fortified with great gates and walls and security, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, I want my Klai Yisrael to take over Sichon, to get through Cheshbon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu devised a good strategic plan. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mani Matriach Albonai calls us, what have to bother my children from getting so involved with military strategists? Lotzer HaKol Ir Ve'ir, they have to go fight every single city, a strategy. Nosan, Rabban Roshlom says, I have a much better idea. Nosan belev kol anshe mochama. I'll put into the mind of all the generals of Sichon, lotzeis bin ayaras, everyone should leave the cities. I'll put into all their minds of all the military, all of the navy, all of the marines. They want to have a meeting. Everyone should come to a meeting. I'll get them all to gather one big town hall meeting in a field in the center of open fields. The Sham Naflu. This is a great military strategy. Take all of your military, every division, Marines, Navy, Air Force, say you want to have a meeting, a general assembly meeting, and I go into an open field. Everyone gather there. This is a great military strategy. And we're going to all meet there. And from here, we'll be able to have a great strategy. We're going to win the war. Yes, they're all there. And Klai Yisrael's looking. Wow, they're all there. Dead. That's what happened. V'sham naflu. U'misham holch Yisrael arim. Then they went into the cities. V'ein omid l'nedem. There was nobody there. Ki ein sham ish el anashim etav. All the military were dead. The only people left there, women and children. So they took over. It was no big deal. That was Sichon. Okay? That was, we just knocked off 4 and 5. What happened with Og? Let's look at 6. Vayar Bolak. This is Chukas Bolak, right? So Bolak says, Vayar Bolak ben Bar. And Bolak saw what happened. What did he see? Adam the foursome lemluman b'chama. Adam was somebody who was quite savvy in military strategy. Ka'amro, as the pasuk says, He saw that Klal Yisrael wanted to go through Sichon. And when they didn't want to, when they were didn't give permission to go over, they waged war. Sichon. And what is Vayar Balak? What did he see? Shenitzku lo b'derech tachbulos melchama. Balak saw that they were victorious, not stam, not in normal ways. Lo b'derech tachbulos melchama. Not in the normal ways you win war. It was like miraculous. Who has that happened? This is supernatural. Do you know anybody that, any military that would be stupid enough to everyone gather in an open field, all your divisions, and no, leave no soldiers left anywhere else? The sugar. How did they get Og? So look at the 7. This is the Gemara in Brachas. Rashi quotes it at the end of Balak. Even shebikesh Og melech habash and lizrok al Yisrael. Gemara Gmila. Og picked up a rock. Famous rock of Og. Omar, he said, Machmi Yisrael kamahave. How big is Klal Yisrael? How big is the camp? Habatlasa Parsi. They told them Klal Yisrael covers a span of 13, of 3 parsos. It's a lot of space. Azil v'ikar tura bartlasa Parsi. So Og, however much land, however much the population of Klal Yisrael takes up, he picked up the rock that was the same size as all of Klal Yisrael, millions of people. He picked up such a rock. It's a great. This is a great military strategy, I have to admit. Kamahavitlasa Parsi. Azel of Iker, he ripped out a rock, Tura bar, a rock of Bartlasa Parsi. The Ishrielayu, and I'll throw it on them. Literally, I'll kill them all. 1, 2, 3. Alzal, he went. Okar Tura Bartlasa Parsi. He picked up a rock, 3 parsos. The Icy Al Reshi, he put it on his head. The Icy Kuchabrichu, then a Kodesh Brachu came, Aleh on him. Kamtsi, he put like, I don't know, ants. He had ants bore a hole in the center of this big rock. And he made a hole. The nachis b'tzavari, and it went on over his neck. Havabar l'mishafi, he wanted to take it off. Mishki shineh. So Hashem made big teeth come out of Og, and he tried to lift it up. His teeth locked it in place. He couldn't get it over his teeth. This is kind of like a cartoon. He couldn't get over his teeth. Behind the ksiv, shnei resham shibarta. Okay, k'dav shimon loka, shem resham, my ksiv, shnei resham. Okay, Moshe, so what happened? Moshe, 2 lines to the bottom. Moshe, kamahava. How tall was Moshe? Esrim amos. Moshe was 10 amos tall, between 50 and 20 feet tall, depending on shear of an amma. Okay, shokel narga bar eser amen. He picked up an axe 10 amos tall. Shavar Eser Amen, and he jumped 10 Amas. So now how much he got? He's 10 Amas tall, the axe was 10 Amas tall, and he jumped 10 Amas. He got 30 feet covered now. Umache Bekarsule Bekatle, and he chopped off Og's ankles. Yeah. 30 Amas, and he was able to chop off Og's ankles. Og was huge. And that's how they killed Og. Okay? This is not derech milchama, okay. Then you have one more in Parshas Chukas. This is my favorite Rashi in all of Tanakh. Vasher, let's just read it right. Chaf Aleph Tezvav. Oh, I don't have a Yikra. I can't. It's too good to read the Rashi, to read the pasuk. It's Beloska, I'm sorry. Bamidbar. Chaf Aleph Tezvav. Let's read the Pasuk. If I were to put this Pasuk on, it would have gone on a second page, and then nobody would come to the Shmooze. So it says, the Eshed HaNecholim Asher Nota. What happened by Nachlon Arnon? You get to hear this. Targum shel Shefet Asher. Okay. Shenichbach sham dam emorim. The Amorites, their blood spilled over there. Shehayu nechboim sham. They were hiding out in the caves. Vishohayu harm gvoim. The mountains were very tall. Two mountains. They were very tall. Vanachal omuk v'katzer. But the valley was at the bottom, was very narrow and windy. The harm smuk himself is there. The mountains are very close. Adam omid al harm izeh. Somebody was standing on this mountain. Umidaberim chaver bar zeh. He was able to speak to his friend on this mountain. Vaderech over b'solchanachal. If you want to go through, you want to travel, you can't travel here, you land in the air. You have to travel on the bottom. So what happened? Amru ha-marayim, amarayim. So the Amorites said, kishenich Yisrael etoch hanacha lava la'aretz, when the Klai Yisrael tries to go through on the valley, neitzim and amaras will come out of the caves that are inside the mountain, shelem ma'ala mehem, I'll come out of the caves which are above them, they're on bottom, they're inside the caves at a higher spot, and we'll kill them with swords and with arrows. We got them covered. Those people, there were things protruding out of one mountain. Basically, one side had indentations inside the mountain, and the other side had spokes coming out of the mountain. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Okay, we'll save the Rashi. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? At the last minute, when Klal Yisrael was going through, all the Amorites were inside the caves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mountains move, and the spokes from this side moved and crushed all the Amorim inside this cave. Klal Yisrael didn't know nothing. They were like walking along. And eventually they walked out and they see in the Nachal, they see blood. And that's how they figured out what happened. Otherwise, they never would have known about it. So you have Sichon, Og, and Nachal Arnon. These are that's how they captured Klal Yisrael. That's how they captured Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now, it's a bit, much more of a deher. You're bringing Bikurim. Why? I'm bringing Bikurim to tell you I'm not a Kofoy Tov. What does it mean, Kofoy Tov? That he's not saying, "Bekochi va'otzi yadi asi esachal hazeh." Boy, am I a great military strategist! I'm a great military strategist. You know what we did? We got them covered. We were walking around that nachal on the bottom, and just at the right time, we had these mountains bumped into each other. You know what we did? We had Og right where we wanted them. At the last second, we sent these ants over there, and they cut out a hole in the thing. Couldn't get up. We got his teeth grew out, and we couldn't get over his head. He sent the whole military to the open field. This is why we would say Kochi Votzim Yadi, Rabosai. You see how vulnerable we are? We have so many things happening around us, protecting us. Our parents, what they did for us. And we're saying, wow, I got it good. Everything's going gavaldik, Rabbeim, Chaverim. Who knows what? There'll be 1,000 people that we have to be Makir Tov to. You think it's easy to be Makir Tov? Not so easy. Even in the face of miraculous happenings, you could still say, look what happened by the Six-Day War, it's nothing short of a miracle. And the secularists would say, you know, Kol HaKavod LaTzahal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name was not mentioned once. Not once. We are so vulnerable for Kofoy Tov to not be Makir Tov. So that takes superhuman efforts to be able to look and to see how someone helped us. And we need it for ourselves. This is the whole mitzvah Bikurim. It's just to be able to say that Hashem, you gave us the land. You think it's so hard to get to that point? What's the big deal? Yeah, it's very hard to get to that point. Even though the miracles happened. And you know the story, they're in the books. But still, We have to go through it because we have to wipe out that Kfar Tov. Just to take a look, it's really the same idea, but a different shmooze. You know, in Kisavo, so the last two, the two psukim that I quote here, it says, "Lo nosan Hashem lachem lev ladas, ve'naim liros ve'naim l'shmoa yom hazeh." I first gave you a lev to understand today. Ve'olech etzchem arboim shamba midbar, and I took you 40 years, number 9, in the desert. Lo bolus al moseichem yalechem, your clothes didn't get ruined. Ve'nalcha lo volsa mi'al reglecha, and your shoes didn't wear out. Just see these two sefarnos, and then just will close. Lo nosan Hashem lev ladas, afal pishu yisal l'shtadel. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried, b'tarosav, with his laws, umovsav, and his miracles, lo seis lachem lev ladas. He tried everything to give you a heart to be inspired. Ka'amr l'man tisbar v'idatam in Hashem, that you'll see what happened and you'll know, you'll come to understand Hashem, to know Hashem. Lo husug zamechuvan. They did not attain this goal, this objective that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to take. Mirov marichem, because of their whatever, their sins, their rebelliousness. So then what happens? They went 40 years in the midbar. Va'olech eschem omnam ata, now. Acher shereisem rov chasadav, now that I pointed out all the chesed imachem amidbar, that your clothes didn't wear out and your shoes didn't get ruined. Lamantedu v'yachem ato al eretz Sichon Og, sheyesh lechem achuzas eretz, and I brought you into the land of Sichon and Og, which is now your inheritance. L'kayim ba mechuvan, to you should be able to now do what the whole intent was. Roy lechem, it's fitting for you. Shemikan v'hola titnu le'lodas. From now on, you should be able to be inspired. Well, what happened? There's when they had Hashem's, niflos, it didn't work. But now that you see the chesed, you're honing in on something else. Look at all the chasadim that happened. Forget about the nisim. The nisim didn't work, but the chasadim will work. That's what the Sforno is saying. The nisim didn't work, the chasadim will work. So a couple of things I just wanted to bring out. First of all, you know, for anyone who's a teacher, a Rebbe, and you try and teach a lesson and you're not successful in meeting your objective, don't feel bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had a lesson plan. I'm going to show them nisim, and from that nisim, they're going to vidat them as Hashem. Then they'll come to appreciate me. Failed. Didn't work. He had to come back for the second lesson. The second lesson was to point out the chasadim. The chasadim, that could work. Just the hair. It must have been a pretty powerful lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach a lesson. It might be pretty good. He tried very hard to teach Klal Yisrael with all the nisim. But Nishke Gangen, didn't go. We zero in on the chesed, that could work. So just a thought, like, so what is the pshat? Well, what do you think the pshat is? Like, this already is, I can't say this part's, muchruch. So I think the most logical svara is what's muchruch. So maybe we could, I didn't see on the schedule when Chazaras HaShmuz is, but this part would be worthy to fight through. What do you think is the hezber? Why, if a person sees all these open miracles and a person does not only doesn't appreciate it, but has the opposite reaction, he could even be a kafoy tov and think kochi votzim yadi. But when we zero in on the chesed, then that could work. So why does that not work and why does this work? And forget about why that doesn't work. Why is it so difficult for us to be makir tov? I think that's the hezber that's needed. And I have a hezber. I'm hesitant to say it as part of the shmuz, because I thought that if we had a chazar shmuz, it would be worthwhile to go through different ideas. It sounds like, okay, I'll just say my thought. It sounds like to be makir tov is you're committed. And they say, Eved Lov Elish Malva, a person is subservient to the person who loans him money. It used to be if someone before, I don't know before when, but at a certain time, if someone loaned you money, you were his slave. You were subservient. So once you're makir tov to someone, you're committed. And so we don't want to be beholding to anyone. So there's a yetzer hara fighting that hakaras hatov. Because if I'm thanking my Rebbe, then already I have to be nice to him, then I have to learn, then I have to do all that. So I don't want to thank my Rebbe. That's to make a real easy case. Not everyone's like that. That's like, but to that extent, once we're makir tov, it's a commitment. And so we're very, very vulnerable. So then it's understandable why. Then we could talk about kochos hanefesh, which things can get you past that. But it seems like that to be makir tov is a very, very difficult midah to reach. Very difficult. You see, it's very difficult because even though it's so obvious that he's still kafoy tov, that means there's a real yetzer hara fighting our hakaras tov. It's not pasha, not easy to do. And with everyone, you know, just stop one midah that's yetzer hara fights. Because once you have that midah, it's going to go everywhere to our parents, our rebbeim, our ribono shalom, and then we're committed. We have, you know, we can't do it. So we want to get past it. We go Yimei El, we want to get past it. We want to be able to the ultimate dveikus. The ultimate dveikus is going to come about through us being able to embrace everything Hashem did for us. We're going to get past our barriers of having to push aside. No, Akar Satov, I got here the way I got here. But look, in order for me to get here, what had to happen? A million miracles had to happen for me to be sitting in this Beis Medrash. I'm sure every single one of us can come up with a million miracles that had to have happened for us to get here, going back to our great, 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 great greats. For us to be sitting in this Beis Medrash. We think about it, and if we can zero in on embracing that chesed, so that will bring us to a higher level, so we won't have the barrier of hakaras hatov anymore, we won't be kafoy tov, we'll be makir tov, so then Bez Hashem, we can reach very high madrigas, and then we do have a chazaras hashmu, so there is, it would be kedai if you come prepared with a discussion as to why to Sistam, part of the Hezbollah, the Shmuz, why zeroing in on the Chesed does work, but zeroing in on the Nes is not effective.